Cuomo, America Not Great, Trump, Run Against Me in 2020. Written by R. Court Kirkwood. Thursday, August 16, 2018. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who faces a challenge for governor from the hard left, inserted foot into mouth yesterday when he blurted out what a minority of nutty progressives say, America was never that great. Cuomo quickly reversed himself and decided that America was pretty great after all. But that didn't stop his fellow New Yorker, President Donald Trump, from launching one of his patented all-caps Twitter missiles at the leftist, who never met a crazy cause he wouldn't support. What he said. Speaking at a sex trafficking bill signing, Cuomo apparently was trying to make sport of the Donald slogan, Make America Great Again, which appears on hats and other paraphernalia at fine stores and websites everywhere. We're not gonna make America great again, Cuomo grumbled. It was never that great, the crowd gasped. We have not reached greatness, the governor added. We will reach greatness when every American is fully engaged. What this means is anyone's guess, including Cuomo's, although he has been clear in the past that he only wants certain people engaged, at least in the Empire State. Conservatives, he once opined, really have no business living in New York. But back to Cuomo's remarks. We will reach greatness when discrimination and stereotyping against women, 51% of our population, is gone. And every woman's full potential is realized and unleashed and every woman is making her full contribution. When that happens, this nation is going to be taken even higher. Cuomo did not venture a guess as to when every woman will have reached her full potential. Cuomo also went after Trump directly. He has it on his hat, Make America Great Again, what does that mean? We're going to go back to a time when America was great. Right? Great again, the whole concept is, it's retrospective. When do you want to go back to, Mr. President? What was the great time that you want to take us back to, when America was great? Hours later, his handlers having regretted Cuomo's honesty, he walked back his remarks, to use the media's argo. The governor believes America is great and that her full greatness will be fully realized when every man, woman, and child has full equality, spokeswoman Donnie Lever said. America has not yet reached its maximum potential, Lever continued. When the president speaks about making America great again, going back in time, he ignores the pain so many endured and that we suffered from slavery, discrimination, segregation, sexism and marginalized women's contributions, Lever said. The governor believes that when everyone is fully included and everyone is contributing to their maximum potential, that is when America will achieve maximum greatness. The Donald reacts. Ever ready with his finger on the Twitter button, Trump launched a retaliatory strike. We're not going to make America great again, it was never that great, can you believe this is the governor of the highest taxed state in the U.S., Andrew Cuomo, having a total meltdown. Appearing at a campaign event in New York on Monday, Trump challenged Cuomo to run against him in 2020. Please do it. Please, Trump said. Anybody that runs against Trump suffers, Cuomo meltdowns. Meltdowns apparently run in the Cuomo family. His brother, Chris, who spouts opinions for CNN, doesn't think the First Amendment protects hate speech, and just the other day said Americans ought to support the Antifa goons who beat up who Cuomo called bigots who utter hate speech. Cuomo did not define hate speech or who, indeed, should get to define it, although one suspects it means speech Cuomo doesn't like. The Cuomo boys have something of privilege to say whatever they want and get away with it. Another more infamous Cuomo line, although Andrew and his father, Mario Cuomo, denied it, was Mario Cuomo's campaign slogan during New York City's Democratic mayoral primary 1977 against Ed Koch. Vote for Cuomo, not the homo, went the Cuomo campaign battle cry, in reference to rumors about Koch's sexuality. Governor Cuomo's opponent in next month's primary election is the hard-left Cynthia Nixon, who calls herself an unqualified lesbian. Nixon, who starred in Sex in the City, turned the three-decade-old attack on its head. Vote for the homo, not Cuomo. Cuomo, a baptized Catholic, favors abortion on demand, same-sex marriage, and lives in what his church calls concubinage with the Food Network television star, Sandra Lee. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.